For more than 20 years, the Takugama Chimpanzee Sanctuary has cared for abused chimpanzees and chimps whose mothers have died. Victims of the illegal wildlife trade, the animals often arrive at the sanctuary with many problems. The wildlife refuge was set up near Freetown, Sierra Leone, in 1995. Since then, the sanctuary has accepted 77 chimpanzees, all victims of the wildlife trafficking. Money to operate the camp comes from the European Union, several zoos in Western countries, and environmental groups. Willie Tucker serves as the camp's supervisor. He has been with the Takugama Chimpanzee Sanctuary since it opened. He says that the illegal trade of chimpanzees is inhumane and hurts local ape populations.
One chimpanzee pet at home means several other chimpanzees would have been killed in the process. Because in the capture of chimpanzee, young chimpanzee from the forest, you must first interfere with the mother. You end up killing the mother first, the father, the uncles.
The sanctuary has a program to help chimpanzees as they recover from abuse. Tucker says the surviving chimps often arrive at the camp with bullet or knife wounds. Others were starving.
Sometimes they are living in a very bad condition. So when they get here, we make sure that we change their diet slowly.
He adds that the chimpanzees are given vaccinations to protect them against diseases such as polio and tetanus. Once healthy, they get to meet and spend time with other chimps. Over time, the animals are placed in an enclosed, semi-wild environment where they can look for food and act as naturally as they would in the wild. But many chimps reject the wildlife.
Chimpanzees, once kept as pets, is difficult to be released. It's like they have been used to staying with people. It's possible that even if after 20 years or 30 years, you send them back in the jungle without control, any controlled area, they will find their way back into people's homes.
Sierra Leone's chimpanzee trade has dropped sharply in the past few years. Tucker believes this is the result of Takugama's education program for local communities, which teaches people to leave the animals alone. David Momo heads those programs.
Since the sanctuary started, we're getting something like 5 to 6 chimps a year. But now we're looking at the point it takes maybe only one chimp a year.
But now there is a new threat to Sierra Leone's chimpanzee population, the clearing of forests. In 2010, the government reported that just 5% of original forests remained untouched. And development is moving closer to those few remaining forests, including the one at the national park around Takugama Chimpanzee Sanctuary. Momo says more housing is being built in and around Freetown because of the city's growing population. He says this has led to a lot of deforestation, even within the protected area itself. Momo believes the government must increase its efforts to protect the natural habitat of chimpanzees. But until then, the animals can find sanctuary at Takugama. I'm Susan Shand.